Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wednesday morning, everybody. First rays of light creeping up in the east here in San Diego, California. Baseball Central, we like to call it here. The passion, the excitement, just growing as we inch closer toward the 2021 Padres season. Here on the flagship, I'm Ben Higgins. Looking at Stephen Woods on my right.
That's right.
Looking at Paul Reindel, our executive producer, on my left. We're in studio. Back again. Feels good. It's been a full week now since we've been back in studio.
Yeah, man. It's just night and day. The drive home is a little bit longer, and the drive to, obviously, is a little bit longer, but it's worth it because it sounds better. It feels better.
I must say, when I got in the car this morning and started driving, I couldn't help but put a little extra caution and hands on the wheel.
100%.
After yesterday's gigantic news involving Tiger Woods. And we still obviously don't have all the details on the accident. The initial reports pretty much paint this picture, Woods, that Tiger Woods got up at his hotel, wherever he was staying there in Rancho Palos Verdes, seemed to be in a hurry. People, like, you know, reported seeing him, you know, pull out quickly, like he was late for, I guess he was doing some video sessions with other athletes, did Dwayne Wade on Monday.
And David Spade on Monday,
Was supposed to meet Justin Herbert, the quarterback of the L.A. Chargers, yesterday morning and peeled out quickly. Got some kind of dangerous winding roads and hit the center divide, flipped over across the center divide into the other lane of traffic, hit a tree, and then, you know, basically end over it rolling down an embankment. Until he, you know, crashed at the bottom and is very lucky to be alive.
Very much
today.
So.
Very lucky to be alive, but suffered, obviously, some massive injuries, right leg injuries especially. The statement that was released late last night, the official one from Tiger, called it an open fracture, basically a multiple break that breaks through the skin. Shattered ankle is also what we were hearing. You know, serious injuries that will... Clearly, you know, talking
look at
to
the front of that car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, clearly talking to any doctor, going to keep Tiger out for quite some time. Don't, you know, no golf coming up soon. He's not going to play in the Masters, not going to play in the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, which is a real bummer. And you've got to wonder, with the back injuries he's already suffered, is there any more golf in Tiger's future? And I get that that's probably the last thing on his mind right now. And, you know, it's a blessing that he's alive and will still get to enjoy his kids and his family, hopefully moving forward. But at the same time, I felt, you know, a sense of loss just seeing that, just wondering, you know what, is this, have I seen Tiger Woods play golf for the last time? That's been a real important part of my sports fandom for the last 20 years. Something I've really enjoyed, Woods, is watching Tiger play golf. And I've got to come to grips again, because I've already had to do it once after all the injuries before, that maybe we have seen the last of Tiger Woods competing on the PGA Tour. I hope not. You know, and if any guy beats the odds and comes back again, I'm not going to doubt Tiger Woods and his resolve and his desire to do so. But, you know, there's, at some point, there are injuries that you just say, hey, man, I'm now 45. I don't know that I can do this again, come all the way back. I mean, even if he does, will he ever be competitive enough to meet his own standards, you know, on the PGA Tour and want to win? And like, if I can't win, do I really want to do this? So I don't know, and maybe that's selfish of me to be thinking about it. Maybe I should just be thankful that he survived the crash. But still, I felt a bit of a loss going, man, we're not going to see that guy for a long time. I was looking forward to seeing him at Torrey, you know, after winning the Open in 2008 this summer, hopefully getting healthy and competing out there.
No, I'm with you. I think it's okay, because I think today, you know, when you get that statement that lets you know that he's alive and he's okay and he's responsive, and they've done some surgery and he's not out of the woods by any... Oh, look at that. Not out of the woods by... I didn't mean to do that. He's not out of the woods by any stretch, Ben, but he is alive and he will live and he will be okay. I think it's natural to think a few things. I think it's natural to think what a lot of people thought yesterday. I hope he wasn't impaired, because of the last time he got pulled over, he was impaired. We all saw the documentary. We saw the video. Went viral.
Really twice. He had the arrest. He also had the, you know, the club incident when,
yep,
you know, Elon was chasing him, and,
yep,
and he was impaired there when he crashed the SUV. So yeah,
and so I think your
thoughts go there for sure.
It's a natural thing, right? And then I think it's natural to think, will he ever play golf again? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. A lot of people like to shame other people for what they think in the moment, but you know, I was more of the opinion of, dude, how much fun did it look like he was having with his son Charlie when they played that tournament? I hope he gets to do that again. I hope he's there for his children. That was the first place my mind went. Then I did go to the impairment. Then I did go to the golf and thought, of course, you heard the comparison to Ben Hogan a million times yesterday. Ben Hogan got in a horrid car crash, crushed his legs, the whole thing, came back and won.
Head on with a Greyhound bus with his wife.
Yeah.
Actually, like, before seatbelts, he threw himself on top of his wife,
yeah,
to save her life. She thought he was dead, like, there until they got, you know, long time before they were able to get him out, hours.
Yeah.
And amazing. Came back, won
U.S. Open?
U.S. Open 18 months later.
Just crazy.
And six majors after that.
It's crazy to think about. So, yeah, I think I'm just very, very grateful he's alive. You saw the pictures of the wreckage, and it just made you sick.
We will talk to Kurt Sandoval, our friend from ABC7 in Los Angeles, who obviously was covering that story, you know, top to bottom yesterday. He'll join us at 8:35 this morning. We'll talk more Padres as well coming up. Right now, though, 6 o'clock, you know what that means. Time to get some headlines from our executive producer with today's Rindle Report.
You're listening to the Rindle Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
All right. Start off in the NFL. Dez Bryant planning to play 2 more years, but it will not be with the Baltimore Ravens. He played 6 games with Baltimore, and then Dez just went on Twitter last night, and he said, I realized quick, Baltimore wasn't the place for me. No bad blood. That's their way of doing things, so you gotta respect it. He's 32 years old. He sat out for 2 seasons, and then he came back and he caught. He had 6 catches for 47 yards and 2 touchdowns with Baltimore. Still wants to play. He says 2 more years. You guys think Dez still has it in him?
I have no idea. I really don't. You saw so little of him.
Like you haven't really seen him in like 3 or 4 years.
What does he mean when he says that's their way of doing business? I realized Baltimore wasn't the place for me. Which is it? Do you want to go, or do they want you to go? And then you said that it's not the place.
That's a little worrisome to me, because Baltimore is generally a good place for veterans. You know, John Harbaugh.
Yeah, so a fan commented that he should have been given a better opportunity, and Brian wrote, it's hard. I've been off almost 3 years. I flashed my abilities to the point where Harbaugh asked, was I ready to play, because he thought I was ready. You have to learn the playbook, chemistry with the QB, have to be on point, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, there was speculation, was it chemistry with him and Lamar Jackson? I don't know. I don't know what the quote-unquote the Ravens way
does he want to go somewhere where he doesn't have to learn the playbook and he doesn't have to have chemistry with
his
quarterback?
That's what I want to do. I want to go somewhere easy.
Those are called really bad teams, is what that's called. So, 2017 was his last full season.
He's a Lion, basically, is what you're saying. He's going to be a Detroit Lion. Welcome to Detroit, Dez Bryant. I And nothing against him at all. I mean, I like a comeback story. I love it, you know? Des Bryant was a very talented guy. Very, very talented.
He'll have to earn playing time wherever he goes.
Sure, yeah. I mean, Des, you're going to have to learn that playbook and build chemistry with the quarterback wherever you go. So Baltimore, you know, if it's not with Lamar Jackson, you're going to have to do it with somebody else. Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, Tom Brady. I mean, all of them.
God, watch him end up in Tampa
Bay. Watch him end up in Tampa freaking Bay.
And they made Antonio Brown work. They'll probably make it. Tom Brady will make it.
He'll make it work.
Make it work.
Yep. Yeah. All right, I'll switch over to baseball. Taijuan Walker, the newest Met, he finalized a $23 million three-year contract with the Mets, but it's all about his jersey number here on the Reiner Report. The guy just can't catch a break. He's backseat to Mr. Met. So Taijuan Walker said, I was 44 growing up, and I finally got it with the Mariners in 2016. Then I ended up getting traded at the end of the year, and when I got traded to the Diamondbacks, Paul Goldschmidt wore number 44.
You ain't getting that one.
So I was, okay, I'm never going to get that again. So Walker thought to himself, what number can I wear that not a lot of people in the league have? He chose number 99. And he said, as long as I don't get traded to the Yankees, I'll be okay. He goes, then, of course, last year I got traded to Toronto, and Hyunjin Ryu wears number 99. So I was like, okay, well, that didn't work out. So I'm wearing 00, something different again. And, of course, Mr. Met wears number 00.
Mr. Met.
The freaking mascot.
The so overhead-sized head mascot of the Met.
Just wear 69, dude.
So now he's going back to number 99, and the only previous Met to wear number 99 was Turk Wendell from 1997 through 2001.
Turk Wendell or Turk Wendell?
I don't remember. I remember he used to brush his teeth on the mound or in the dugout. He was a lunatic. He had the big necklace, remember?
Yeah, I remember Turk.
Straight up. He was just
one of those baseball names you never forget.
He was just one of the. He was
getting Turks coming into the game.
He was the biggest. He was a lefty brain and a righty body. He was a lefty. I mean, he was a righty, but he thought like a lefty. He acted like a lefty.
Where do mascots stand on the totem pole in an organization?
The very bottom, right? I would imagine.
I mean, you're paying a guy $23 million to pitch for you. Shouldn't he get priority over the Met, Mr. Met?
Yeah, but then you gotta change. I mean, those costumes are not cheap. You gotta change all the stitching and everything. A whole new outfit for Mr. Met. We don't need to do that. Someone said, please don't.
Walker's been in the league.
How much work
time.
I have to do to change everything? We got marketing. We got imaging with Mr. Met all over the place. Please don't.
He's got some scrub fighting for the last spot on the roster. I mean, I don't know. Taijuan Walker gonna be number 99. Finally, here's your headline. Arizona man faked his own kidnapping to get out of work.
It's pretty genius.
Woods.
Pretty genius. I can...
You wouldn't want to get out of work, though. You'd want to get out of child care.
Yes.
Police in Arizona...
And I can't bathe the kids. I got kidnapped.
Sorry. She would not pay a ransom either. She would let me rot wherever I was.
She'd know it was fake, first of all. It's a bit.
Have you guys ever thought about... Like, when I used to party a lot and I was just a wreck, that drive into work the next day and just, like, you know, getting in a minor auto accident right now wouldn't be the worst thing. Didn't hurt anybody. I just want to be left alone. I've
thought about that not so much for getting out of work, more for, like, hating my car at the moment.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
Let me just
kind of wish somebody would hit me and like
run into
we're
this guardrail.
Like I'm good, but then
not hurting anybody.
It's their fault, not mine. Insurance gets me a new car. That wouldn't be terrible.
I've never thought about faking my own death or kidnapping them. Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend faked his own death. Do you know that story?
I do not.
Like, how awful do you feel if you're her?
Yeah.
Am I that bad? You could have just broken up with me. Just send me an email. You have to fake your own death to get out of this relationship, pal. What's the deal with this guy?
What's the details here? Yeah.
Police in Arizona arrested a man who falsely reported that he was kidnapped in order to avoid going to work.
What does he do?
He's 19 years old.
19!
Pleaded guilty at a February 18th sentencing for false reporting. He was ordered to pay a $550 fine. Police responded to a call at about 5:25 p.m. on February 10th about a male subject whose hands were bound behind his back with a belt and had a bandana stuffed in his mouth. The kid told police he was kidnapped in front of his home by two masked men who knocked him unconscious after hitting him on the head. He said the men drove him around before they dumped him on the street in Coolidge.
What does he do for a living? What is the work?
I haven't been able to find what he does.
That's because that's a lot of work to get out of work.
He's 19, so
he claims
think about
that he was
it.
Taken by the masked men because his father had hidden large sums of money around town, but found no evidence that he was abducted.
It's incredible. Incredible. I don't think he should be arrested. I think he should be commended. He did waste some resources, I'll give you that. He paid his fine.
Like, what does he do?
It's got to be like fast food or something. Yeah, yeah, something.
I can't go to work.
I'm not going
in
today. I'm so hungry.
I don't want to get fired, though. So.
I don't want to get fired, but I just don't want to go in today. I don't want to call out. That's brilliant. Brilliant move.
Speaking of brilliant ways to get out of doing things, did you guys see the story recently about the 8-year-old kid who was tired of Zoom school? And so...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this was an amazing tweet thread a few days ago. She just... she kept having... quote-unquote problems getting online, and you know, the parents came in, tried to fix it, it just wouldn't work. Then the teacher, they sent like the IT guy from the school set her up, and it would work for like a day or a couple hours, and then it would stop working again. And this went on for weeks, and she just kept getting out of school. They eventually started having like homeschool her because she couldn't do the Zoom school. Eventually her mom started spying on her. This is unbelievably clever. She would type in the wrong password 20 times to lock it out, and then no one could fix it for hours because of the automatic lockout features on incorrect passwords on Zoom. And she'd just say innocently to her parents, I don't know why it's not working. It's just not working.
It's incredible.
I can't do school today.
Bo Woods Jr.
Genius.
Genius.
Diabolical genius 8-year-old out there.
God, that's
great.
Don't
try that to my kids. Don't try that.
That is amazing.
One person did it. Now we know the trick.
Yep.
That is our Rindle Report here on a Wednesday. There was a family meeting about the Daily Diddy selection, I understand.
Yes.
In the Rindle clan.
Yes.
So I'm very curious.
Paulie getting it both barrels, man.
Very curious to know what it's going to be. Is it going to be a terrible song by a great artist? Continuing our theme from the first hour, what is it? We'll get to that coming up. In just a moment, it's Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fair. Here's Kelly Tanick.